And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Most of us don't really see or know of things that happen in real life that are straight out of the movies, but to be a part of something, to be a part of an event that is literally almost out of a Hollywood script, is almost unheard of. And we're going to talk to a man right now. His name is Don Parsley. The man is a truck driver from Eugene, Oregon, and he joins us on our newsmaker line to tell us about something that he was involved in quite by accident 2 weeks ago over here in Mar Vista near Venice Beach. And it has to do with an unbelievable rescue of a child from the roof of a burning building. And Don, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is an incredible story. You rescued this girl who was unable to speak. So the girl had, my understanding, she was deaf?
She was almost totally deaf in one ear, and I think she was completely deaf in the other. I think she had about 10% hearing from what I know about it. But I don't have all the information on that.
All right. She was on the roof of the Ocean View Apartments in Mar Vista while the building was in flames. Now, you have been awarded a Good Samaritan Award from the Mar Vista Senior Women's League. It's their 40th annual honor, along with a check for $6,000. It's a great story, and it's one of those heroic stories. How does it feel to be your hero?
Well, I don't go really in for that hero stuff. I just was at, I guess, the right place at the right time. You know?
Now, you're a truck driver, right?
That's correct.
Well, all right, tell us. You were driving by in the area of the apartments over in Ocean View, right?
Yeah, I'm actually looking for an address. I was making a delivery to a business in that area. And
just tell us the story, Don. Go ahead.
Okay. I saw the smoke, and there were flames coming from the two floors of a four-story apartment building. And when I guess when you see, you know, smoke, you think somebody might be in danger, and sure enough, I heard there was one woman pretty hysterical. She was on the street, and one of the other people told me that her daughter was up in the apartments up top.
Now, there was no way of getting up to the roof of the apartment by way of a stairs?
No, sir.
And or an elevator?
No, sir. I looked around. I didn't see any fire equipment either or police there yet. So, and most of the people were either elderly or kids.
So it looks like you got elected, huh?
Yeah, I got elected.
So tell us, how did you get to the roof of that building?
Well, the only way to access the roof, from what I could tell, was literally going up the side of this tree. I had to climb. It was a pretty old oak tree, and fortunately, one of the branches was fairly thick and extended close to the roof. So I climbed to the tree, and this time the girl was on the roof.
How was she doing? Obviously, she must have been frightened, huh?
She was crying. I mean, she was very frightened. I could tell. But when I was able to get over to the rooftop, I noticed that when, you know, she calmed down as soon as I just reached out and I took her hand, and I guess she was sort of immediately at peace. So I had her just hang on to my neck, and I tell you who the real hero was, that oak tree. I was there. So we got, if that hadn't been there, I would never have got to the roof of that apartment, you know. So we got down, and she was crying, and she told me that she'd left her dolls in her apartment, in her bedroom. So I looked up at the building. I said to myself, I guess I'm going back in, you know.
So you went back up that tree to get that girl's dolls?
Well, I felt I should. She was a nice girl, so I got back up to the roof. By the time, this time, the roof was really hot, and there was a rooftop access door that went down, so I had to kick in one of the doors, and the flames were by this time pretty intense. So I just,
What did you do then? So you've got these flames.
Well, I just ran in. I hoped for the best. I don't know how I found my way into the bedroom. I couldn't really see more than a few feet past my face, but I found the stuffed bear that she wanted, and I just made my way back out to the roof and back down to the tree. And,
whew, what a that's a story, huh? I mean, I'm blown away. And the Mar Vista Senior Women's League will be giving their award to. Now, have you been interviewed by any other press?
No, I actually, to be honest with you, I was walking from the scene when the firefighters started arriving, and I never really did get the little girl's name.
So you never got the, you never got her name, or you never got the name of any member of the family, right?
No, sir, I didn't.
What did you do?
Well, I just walked back to my apartment. You know, I stopped for the paper that I'd gone out to get in the first place.
Were you contacted by the fire department?
I wasn't contacted by the police, but what I did the next day is I contacted the Mar Vista Senior Women's League to find out if they knew of this little girl and if she was all right. And they said no, they hadn't heard about it, and I told them, you know, what had happened. Next thing I know, they're calling me up and telling me they want to give me an award for being a hero or something. I felt like I couldn't turn them down because they're, you know, they're a bunch of old ladies and they were going to have a party, but I'm just a regular guy. I mean, you know.
Well, let me tell you something, Don. You know, you may be a regular guy, but what you did is not something any man would do. What you did was extraordinary, okay?
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's extraordinary. Not every man, every woman is going to do that.
Well, I remember she was unable to walk, but I told Amber that I would be her legs for the day, you know. And she thanked me, and I guess we kind of bonded on that level, you know.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686 as we talk here to Don Parsley about an extraordinary story of, straight out of the movies, a man who goes up the burning building to save a little girl. And I want to just, because you just mentioned you, hold on for a minute, you, did you say that you knew her name?
Yeah, her name is Amber.
But you said you never did get her name, though.
Well, no, I didn't get her last name, that's what I meant to say.
Oh, okay, so you... All we know is this girl's name is Amber, huh?
That's, yeah. And I'm just grateful, you know, that I was there to try and help her. I mean, the thing that struck me more than anything about it was that she was calling for help, but nobody seemed to want to do anything. And she was waving her arms and jumping up and down and screaming. But
the mother, you said, was hysterical, right?
Well, she was pretty funny. I mean, she was telling jokes and everything, but the fact is that...
No, not by that. I mean, you say the mother was upset.
Yes, she was upset. She was very upset. And her name was... I'm trying to remember what her name was, but I can't remember now. But everybody was upset. But nobody wanted to do anything. And I asked this one guy that was there. He was a firefighter, in fact. And he said, well... actually, I don't have much memory of what happened because of the smoke inhalation. They had told me that I would have some memory loss from that. So I'm not really clear on who I talked to, but I do remember seeing her father there, and I remember seeing her mother there. And
now, how did you meet the father?
I didn't meet either one of the mother or the father, but Amber told me later that that's who they were. And so I was going to go meet him, but then I decided I just had to get home because I had something in the stove, and you talk about fires. I was afraid I was going to burn my own apartment down.
So you went out for a paper, right? Did you say you drove a truck too?
I do drive a truck, yeah.
Why were you out when you saw the building burning? It was because you were driving your truck, right?
Yes, sir, I was. I was driving.
What would you? Okay, because I'm a little bit confused. Did you go out to get a paper?
I went out to get a paper, yeah. But I was also on my way to get my truck to drive it, and that's when I saw everything happen.
Were you on your way to work?
Yes, sir, I was.
All right, you were on your way to work, but you had something in the stove that was cooking. It's okay, man. I know what you're saying. When you
see, that's the whole thing. I suffered so much trauma from just the fire and everything that I'm not clear on what happened, but I do know. I know what happened, but I don't know whether I was going to get a paper in my truck or if I had just been walking to go get my truck. And then I was going to go get a paper, but I see that is a part I'm not clear on.
Have you been to a doctor? Have you been checked out?
No, I haven't. I really don't feel it's a big thing. I don't like people making a big fuss over me. The only reason why I called the Mar Vista Senior Women's League is to find out if they knew what happened to this little girl. And then they said, next thing I know, they said, I'm a hero, you know, so.
Okay, Don, hold the line, all right?
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. An incredible story of a man who raced into a burning building. I mean, this is, you'd see it in a movie, maybe. Went up to the roof, climbed up a tree, got to the roof, got this little girl, carried her down, then went back up there and got, I don't forget what it was. Was it a stuffed doll or was it a stuffed, get him. Donnie there?
Yes, sir.
What did you go up to get? Were they dolls or was it a stuffed bear?
When I went to do what?
When you went back in?
It was a doll.
It was one doll?
It was two dolls.
Because you said something about a stuffed bear?
Yeah. No, she wanted a lot of stuff, so I just grabbed everything I could. I got a stuffed bear, I got a couple of dolls, anything that she wanted.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Don Parsley joins us on the Phil Henry Show to talk about his incredible tale of saving a girl from a burning building. And you know what? He walked away before anybody could get his name or thank him. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, you want to know where I live? 123 Ashkick Street.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Don Parsley was with me. What a story, Don, that you were involved in here. Mar Vista is a section over near Venice Beach, and a building was on fire. And you rescued this girl from the roof of the burning building. You know, the rooftops of buildings can be incredibly hot for obvious reasons. When you went up that tree, no one else attempted to assist you. No one else on the street watching what you were doing tried to lend a hand?
No, I was thinking about that as I was going up there, up the tree. I was thinking, you know, what they say is true. People don't want to get involved, you know.
Boy, they sure don't.
And it's probably because I guess maybe I just didn't have any fear. You know, I mean, I had fear, but I knew what, you know, the right thing to do was, so I did it. I'm sure it made a lot of men feel maybe bad. I told the old ladies, I mean, not the old ladies, but the women at the Mar Vista Senior Women's League, I said what I did, and they asked me about it, and I said, also, nobody helped me. And that's when I told them that, what I had done, and then they called later and they said they were going to give me the money for it. So I feel that what I did was probably good, but I don't want to be a hero or anything. But by the same token, I guess I am. You know, I'm only a hero because of the other men that were there.
Now, you had mentioned that there were only only, you said that there were elderly people and kids?
Yeah, there were.
But you say that there were other men there?
Oh, yeah, there were other men there.
Because I thought when you first said it that there was only elderly people and children.
There were only elderly people and children when I first got there. But then when I started to go up the trail, I looked back and I saw that there were now men that were there too. So
at that point, when you looked back and saw that men were there too, while you were going up this tree to save this child, you're thinking, why won't they help me?
I did. I thought, well, I wonder why they went, you know, why they won't help me. And that,
did you think about calling back to them and saying, we'll get the fire department?
I did call back. I did do that. I said, call the fire department. And I saw one guy immediately run to a phone booth. And So
it seems like if you hadn't said anything to anybody, then nobody would have done anything.
That's the way it seems. And I went up there and I got the girl. She couldn't walk, so I had to pick her up. She was laying on the roof, just on her back, laying. And
now she was also crippled.
What?
Did you say that she is also crippled as well as deaf and dumb, or what?
I didn't say she was deaf. Did I say she was deaf? I said she was deaf and dumb, yeah, but she was also, yeah.
She was also couldn't walk.
She also could not walk, yeah.
So she couldn't hear, see, or speak?
That's right.
Or walk?
That's right.
All right, now I want to ask you a question. You found out her name was Amber, right?
Yeah.
Because you said she told you her name?
No, her mom did.
But you never met her mother?
I didn't meet her mom then, but as I was leaving, the lady came over to me and said, are you the guy that saved my daughter? I said, yeah. Or our first thing I said was, well, who are you? And she said, my name is, I forget what her name is now. And she said, by the way, my daughter's name is Amber. I said, oh, okay, thank you, because I was wondering about that.
Okay. And the other thing I want to mention, Don, to you, is that if the girl is deaf, dumb, blind, and can't walk, you said she was jumping up and down on the roof, waving her arms. screaming for help?
Who was?
The girl that you saved?
Yes. No, the girl that I saved, Mr. Henry, if you remember what I said, she was laying flat on her back on the roof.
All right. Okay. Well, who was jumping up and down? I forget.
I don't know. I saw someone jumping up and down and screaming. I think it was probably her father, or maybe not her father. It might have been her mother, or it could have been both of them. I think both of them were jumping up and down.
Did you ever find out, I guess you didn't really get any information, how a crippled girl gets to the roof of a building that's on fire? Did she have a wheelchair there?
Yeah, I saw the wheelchair, and it was folded up. I guess she went up in her wheelchair.
Was there an elevator?
You know, you got a lot of questions, and
no, I'm fascinated with the story. I think the story is an interesting story.
I will tell you, Mr. Henry, in all honesty, one of the side effects of smoke inhalation is generally amnesia. I was told that by a doctor I went to that afternoon after I got done saving the girl. I decided I'd go to my doctor because I wanted to check out to see if I had smoke inhalation. And he said to me, you've got soot around your nose. And I said, yeah. As a matter of fact, because I was in a fire just a half hour ago. And he said, tell me about it. And that's when I said, you know, there's a lot I don't remember. He said, well, that doesn't surprise me because if you breathe smoke, you'll lose your memory, short-term memory. But then a lot of it comes back to you. So when you asked me about the girl...
All right, well, what we're seeing here is, Don, is I'm not detracting from what you did because it's a great thing. You saved a girl from a burning building by climbing up this oak tree, grabbing her... She held on to your neck, right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, and she was laying on the roof?
Yeah, she was laying on her back on account... You know, she was crippled, so she wasn't going to be standing there. So the only thing, if you're crippled, the only thing you can do is lay there, so...
All right, and you say she got up to the roof in her wheelchair, but I'm wondering if there's no elevator, how does a wheelchair get up to a roof?
Well, she had told me that she'd crawled up there. And here's why I know it sounds crazy, but she crawled up because she knew her wheelchair was up there. It was up there. That's where they keep it. But by the time she got up there, she was so tired from crawling, she decided to lay down and rest.
Okay.
Believe me, Mr. Henry.
I'm not doubting you. I want to know more about the story because your story...
Look, all I wanted to do is get this kid's truck for him and not be... I don't want to be a hero for saving him. I just wanted to go up, get this kid, and get him down to, you know, where his uncle... Or, I mean, not his uncle, but, you know...
His mother and father.
Yeah.
But it was a girl a minute ago.
I met a girl. I'm sorry.
All right. The Mar Vista Senior Women's League has given you their Good Samaritan Award. It's $6,000. There's been no other press.
Mr. Ritter, can I just say something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I said it was a boy. It was a girl, but her hair was short, and she was wearing jeans, and she reminded me a lot of the girl in Panic Room. And I always think, okay... You know, I always remember what that movie, you know, It's Pat, which I just love that movie so much. And she'd say, is he or isn't she, you know? Then that's what I thought as soon as I went up to the roof.
As soon as you went up to the roof and you saw this girl laying there with short hair and jeans.
Yeah, the first thing I thought was, is he or isn't she? And then I asked it, you know, or not it, but I mean, I said, how did you get up here? And that's when it said, or, I mean, she said, I crawled up. Because I knew my wheelchair was going to be here. And I said, why are you laying there? And she said, I'm resting after crawling. But I was getting my second wind.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's so funny.
No, it was nothing funny, man.
I noticed the bottoms of her sneakers were smoldering.
Maybe from walk. Oh, she couldn't walk.
No, sir. You know, if you want to make a joke out of this, it's fine.
No, don't hang up, sir, okay?
No, it's
all right, 1-800-449-8686. The man's story is, it's an interesting story. He saved a girl or a boy that was either crippled, blind, deaf, and dumb from the roof of a burning building, and he or she got up there either by crawling or going in a wheelchair. It's world famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Whitney Houston's dealer. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Okay, Don, I just want you to know I'm not making fun of you. I am. I know you got some amnesia from the smoke inhalation, but I just noticed that there was a couple of inconsistencies in your story.
Well, I didn't know that when I was asked to come on your program.
Well, actually, you called us, remember?
Well, I don't remember. If you say that I called you, okay, then I called you. But
yes, you did. You called my producer.
All right, but I didn't think I was calling a show that was going to have me on and basically call me a liar, you know.
I'm not calling you a liar. I just want to ask you something. You say you saved a little girl, and then you said you saved a little boy.
No, I said I saved a little girl who had a short haircut, who looked like the girl in the movie Panic Room. That's the thing that I remember. And she had on jeans and a work shirt, and she had like a goth earring or something.
And she was deaf and dumb.
She was. I said she was blind. Okay. See, it was hard to tell because my eyebrows had been singed by the fire, and so. Not only my eyebrows, but my eyelashes had been singed, so they were charred, and they were hanging in my eyes. They weren't, you know, sticking straight up the way they're supposed to. So I couldn't see because of
charred eyelashes.
Well, and there's also blistering. Okay, if you want to start making a joke about it.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm just. All right, so you, and this was a, but when you started out, you said that she was jumping up and down on the roof, waving, and she wanted help.
She was jumping up and down. I believe that what happened was, like they say in that one story, when you have strength and you can lift up a truck, if a kid's laying under it, okay. I think she was so scared that for that moment she was able to walk over and speak to the people. And then after that adrenaline left, she had to lie down and be mute again. So, I mean...
All right. You're telling me that through an adrenaline rush, this woman, or this girl, was able to walk and talk, but now is back to being crippled and mute.
Yeah, and blind.
And blind.
Yes.
And she told you her name.
You know what? If you want to call me a liar...
Sir, I'm not calling you a liar. Let me I'll get a gentleman on the line here. Tony, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay. Yeah, it just kind of sounds like you're heckling him. I mean, he came on the show to do a good thing, and
came on the show to do a good thing, or
he didn't even know that he was gonna be on the air.
Yeah, that's right. He called me. All right.
Why'd you hang up on him?
Because that guy hasn't got a point.
Wait a minute, that's the one guy that was gonna call him and help me.
I don't want to talk to him.
Well, now doesn't that beat all? So that proves.
Look, pal, I'll say it to you. I think you're a liar. I think you're a liar. I think that you didn't do any of this stuff. And I think you came on my show after calling me to try to get some kind of a big thrill about being a hero, all right? And
look, I told you the truth. When I said that I rescued some kid...
Maybe you saw a fireman do that. Maybe you saw a policeman do that. Maybe you saw another guy do that. But I don't believe you did it.
Look, I have cancer, okay? I'm going to die. And I got the cancer from breathing the materials of a pre-1975 building, saving that...
That what?
That boy. Isn't that what I said?
No, you said girl.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
That's what you meant.
I said girl.
Yeah, you said girl after I told you. Look it, are you telling me now you have cancer?
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
When I went to the doctor.
You went to the doctor immediately after saving this kid to check on the smoke inhalation, and you found out you had cancer that day?
Yes. He did some tests.
Okay, and what did he find out?
That I have what asbestos gives you.
Really? What's that?
Cancer.
What kind?
It has a big, long name. I'm sorry, I don't know. But I'm going to die. I guess you don't care. Okay, fine.
Look at... I don't want you to die, man, but I don't think what you're telling me adds up. I got a girl, a boy, crippled, not on the roof, jumping up and down, was able to speak for a few seconds, and now is back to being mute and crippled. You talked to her mother, you talked to her father, you talked to her uncle. No, you didn't talk to any of them. You did it as you were driving by in a truck. No, you were walking by to get a paper. You did it as you were walking by to get a paper, and then you were going to go get your truck. You did it as you were going by on your way to work, but then you were going to, as you were walking to get a paper, you're going to get your truck and then go to work after you save this little girl, but not before you go to the doctor to find out if smoke inhalation does anything. And, oh, yeah, you found out it gives you amnesia, and you also have cancer now from what asbestos gives you, but you don't know what it is.
Go to hell. I assume you know where that is.
Yes, I do, sir.
That's great. Well, I hope you find your way.
Fine. Go ahead. Hang up.
I just want to say one other thing. I didn't come on your program to be heckled like that one man who called who was in my favor and you hung up on him.
Fine. Go ahead. Hang up.
I'm going to hang up. But I'm going to tell you something before I...
Oh, come on. Hang up, man.
No. Before I hang up, I'm going to tell you something. When a man does a good thing in this world, he doesn't get recognized for it. I come on your program to tell you about a great thing that I did. And all you did was sit here and call me a big liar. Boy, I hope that when God meets you, he decides that maybe you just ought to take the down elevator. Thank you very much. Give me that spliff, anyway.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Your deal. No. Will you deal me off the bottom of the deck again? So help me God, I'll cut your hands off.
David, you haven't hung up yet.
What do you want?
You haven't hung up yet, man.
There. Give me two. Give me two good ones.
Wait a minute. You haven't hung up.
Hold on. What do you want?
Hang the phone up, man. I'm hearing you freaking taking cards.
Dollar. I'll bump you, too.
Will you hang the phone up? I'll bump you, too. Give me two good ones. 1-800-449-8686. Why did you tell him that, Dickman? All right, maybe it wasn't the strongest bit in the world.
It blew.
It did not. Later on tonight, R.C. Collins, your pal, is going to be with us. R.C. will be on to talk about being in the military once he gets out of Bradley Military Academy, and he's got some ideas on how to make his life and his, quote, bro's life in the military more pleasant. So that'll be coming up. Next hour, well, in fact, that will be coming up next hour, and then we'll also have our flashback request for the night. And I want to tell you that our webcast is on November the 11th. You know, we are starting the television show, as long as David brought it up. We're starting the TV show next week, and there's... What?
I'm gone 2 minutes. Here's a TV show.
Why did you get back to your freaking card game? Deal me off the bottom of the deck one more time and I'll cut your hands off. That sounds like a nice friendly game. Anyway, next week we'll start rehearsing, and we're working very hard on our radio show. And to answer the many questions of people who write in, no, I'm not going to give up my radio show for love or money or television. Believe you me, unless it becomes a hit. In which case, you know, of course I'll quit. Nah, I'm kidding. Well, I don't know. Well, wouldn't you? What if it gets as big as Cheers? What, am I still supposed to do this gig? Well, come on. Be honest, you know.
Oh, that's right, Phil. Go ahead. Sell out, man.
You know, there comes a time in your life when selling out sounds pretty darn good. I've never stood on principle. And I ain't going to start now, at least on my radio show. I do in my private life, but in my radio show, I don't stand on principle at all. I stand on just everything that feels good, tastes good, smokes good, drinks good. That's what this show's about. Is it funny? Let's do it. Who cares if it makes fun of cripples? As you could tell from that last, which, by the way, is not a very good word to use. I'm sorry. I apologize, bud. Now,
oh, call me a crip, huh?
Yep. You know, I was thinking today, here is an interesting thing. Did I mention our webcast? Yeah, November the 11th. Don't forget our email address, phs@philhenryshow.com. I'm watching the news today. I was talking to my wife. And my wife, I don't know if she's like your wife or, but she's into looking at the real estate section. Does your wife ever do that? Always looking at the, you want to know why? Because women are nesters. Women make the nest. Women know more about houses than guys. Don't even worry about it. Guys may know how to build them. Women know how to make them into homes. They know what kind of marble, what kind of tile, what kind of ceiling, what kind of wallpaper, what kind of carpeting, what kind of furniture, what kind of plants. They know how to put a sofa in a room as opposed to just putting it. They know where the TV ought to go. They know if do they want an island in the middle of the kitchen, and does it have a granite counter, or maybe they can have some of that faux granite, and do they want to have a side-by-side sub-zero, or, to, you know. And do they like that convection oven thing? That's the new, you know, the over-under, I don't know. So anyway, she gets information. And I suddenly realized, and I said this to her, I said, do you know who the wealthiest people in the world should be, and aren't? The wealthiest people in the world should be these guys, and they're not. In fact, they're always bitching about how tough they've got it and how little money they make. And yet, they should be the wealthiest. You know who?
I guess you're going to tell me.
Why don't you go out, bud, and get me another Carl's Jr. Bacon Western Cheeseburger, okay?
All right.
Get out of here and get me a Bacon Western Cheeseburger. And I want the big fries and the big Coke.
What a pig.
That's my business. Just get out of here.
Why don't you get the superstar?
Get me a Bacon Western Cheeseburger now. So the richest cats in the world ought to be journalists, news people. Why? I'll tell you why. Because they deal in information. The one most valuable commodity in the world. These guys have got their finger on the pulse every day of what's going on, and they're too stupid to know it, and they're all like crying poor. You want to know why? Because most of these cats are into reporting a story and giving their spin on it, and it never does dawn on them what they could do with the information. They could turn it into dough. Corporations spend millions for information. The richest men in the world, whether it's Rupert Murdoch, I don't know who the hell, all these guys deal in information. It could be a guy that runs a toy company, but he has to know what's up, right? Remember that movie Wall Street? That's what he kept telling that kid, Bud. Get me the information. Get me stuff. Get me news. The guys that are in the information business, journalists and news people, are poor because they don't know what they got. They don't know how to use it. And Maria went out today. She was covering a story on land. So she went to this meeting, listened to the story, and now she's got some information on public land that's being sold out in Ventura County. And you think I'm going to tell you where it is? No. All right. So you guys that are reporters, rather than trying to put your spin on the story, man, so you can get the truth out there, do this. Just report the story as it is, not the way you think it ought to be. Then take that information that you've got, go out, and turn it into some bread. I mean, I'm talking about like land acquisition, like business mergers, like, you know, what a guy's going to do in terms of legislation. It's going to change the whole face of the planet Earth, right? Like a lot of the things that people do when they're... What are you doing, bud?
I'm taking your burger out. Here's some napkins.
I don't need for you to set it up for me like you're my mother.
Right, wait a minute, here. The guy said he supersized it because it didn't have a smaller box.
Great. Thank you very much, bud.
All right.
Hey, bud.
What?
You don't have to put a bib in for me.
Come on here. I just want to tuck it in.
Get it out of there, will you? What are you doing?
I'm just having some of your fries.
Get your hands off my fries. So that's what it's about. And when you see all this information, there is... What are you pointing at now, man?
I'm sorry, I got to point it out.
What?
It looks like you got mayo on your chin, like maybe you took one.
Didn't wipe it off.
Right off the chin.
Woo! Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, R.C. Collins is coming up. R.C. is a... He's a punk, but he's also... He's a guy, how do I describe R.C.? He's a cadet at a military academy and oh so very much more. I always like that tagline from various commercials I've heard. Oh so very much more. You know, maybe the guy only says one thing. We have the largest selection of washing machines and oh so very much more. What, I don't know what you mean by that. Well, I guess you got to come in and take a look, huh? And just remember what I said about information, you guys that work in the news business, because my wife today got some stuff at the county courthouse up there in Ventura County. She's going to turn it into dough. She ain't just, you know, filing her freaking story, man. You guys are something. All right, coming up, R.C. Collins and more. So very much on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.